I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm just going to be playing with this now for the whole time.
I'd really appreciate it if you didn't.
Yeah.
Just hold it like here. Just be chill about it. Do you know? Just like this. We're just two friends having a normal conversation. Yeah. And we're not holding things in our hands. Do you have an intro for this?
You do the TV presenter hold like this.
What do you mean TV presenter hold?
Are your hold thumbs? What do you do? What's your TV presenter hold?
What do you mean? What the fuck is a TV presenter hold?
Do you know they're all like, I can't do it because I have to hold this, but like, do you know when they're like presenting, they go like this? Like you hold, how do you stand with your hands?
If
you're reading out.
Okay. So we'll say the audio cue is here. See, this is hard because I'm holding that mic, but people will still hear me if I put it down for 2 seconds. I usually do like a hands in front.
Yeah.
Hands in front or like maybe hands by my back.
I think it's a Shiva. Shiva does this. It might not be Shiva. It could be anyone.
Sorry, Shiva. Slandering you, top owner.
No, it's...
Also, nobody saw Frieza sit there. She just like, she did hold, you like hold, one of her hands in front of her.
You hold like, what, your thumb and pointer holds like any other finger on the other hand,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
And like belly button hold.
I'm not classy enough to do that as a thing, whereas like Shiva, classy broad, classy maybe. Colleen, you know?
Yeah, Shiva can pull it off.
Maybe I should just start doing full hands on hips. Just full power pros.
Pros. Full power pros.
Okay, this is ridiculous. Okay. This is why we can't take breaks anymore.
We're back.
You're listening to Bandwagons.
I was really hoping you were going to do my dream guest on my podcast.
What is that?
It's Jojo Siwa.
What? When did she say that? Does she have a podcast?
Oh my God. If you don't know that, when that would just end
she
here.
She has so many properties.
Somebody interviewed her the other day. This is what everyone's taking the piss out.
Why does she talk like that?
That's what everyone's taking the piss out. Somebody interviewed her. She was on like the red carpet or something. Some carpet the other day. And they were like,
some carpet.
She was outdoors.
She's in Des Kelly, so we couldn't get her out.
And they said, who would your dream guest be on your podcast? She went, my dream guest on my podcast? I don't know. I'm going to say one of my exes or whatever, just to be fun, just to spice things up or something. She was being like,
why does she sound like Steve-O? What's going on there? Like,
yeah.
Bizarre. Okay, anyway, sorry, before we get into actually what we're talking about, how are you? What's the preamble? Come on.
Preamble. We're back. It's been 2 months. 3 months?
It's been 7 hours and 15 days. I don't know. It feels like a long time.
Well, we're
it
doing
feels
it.
Like a long time and no time at all.
Yeah.
It's the year anniversary. So the ending of the feud. Happy ending of the feud anniversary. Kind of. I think it was like 2 weeks ago. Podrick reminded me. He was like, I only know because it came up on like my Instagram stories that he shared it.
Oh, did it? Yeah. I couldn't tell you. Could not tell you. Is it a year? It feels like longer.
I knew it was like roughly April, yeah.
Wow.
So kind of fitting time to come back really as well.
It's probably exactly a year since I've been in this house then for the first time.
Yeah, actually. And it looks exactly the same, probably.
Yeah,
I've done fuck all.
No, in a good way.
I think I'm going to paint the bedroom olive green.
Okay.
kind of feeling that vibe, like a kind of a dark green, because the ensuite is like sage green.
Yeah.
And then I want to do, you know, those like wood slat panels behind the bed.
Okay.
Kind of like hotel vibes.
Yeah.
But again, I don't know when I'm going to do this. I was on about doing the kitchen like 4 weeks ago on the Instagram and she said that has not even been done. So.
Yeah, I think it made things worse.
I'm trying to like price everything and do it like on a, I don't know, it's hard to find the time, it's hard to find the money, like.
Yeah.
That painting kit for the kitchen is like fucking 200 quid, like. When you're trying to save for a wedding as well, I was like.
Yeah. I think TikTok has kind of just made you feel like you have to do
everything
possible. Because I was watching it the other day and there was a girl and she had like a perfectly nice kitchen. And she was like, I don't like my kitchen, so I'm going to put fucking peel and stick all over all of it. And yeah. I was just like, it's gone too far now. It's gone too far. Now I have peel and stick a little bit in my kitchen.
Yeah.
But like on the end of a cupboard that was all like damp stains or whatever.
Yeah.
But like she had it all over the countertops, all over the backsplash. Everywhere, and it doesn't wear well.
Yeah, I think it does look good sometimes, but it's not like long term, I don't think. No. Which ours wouldn't be. I'm not sure I can really look at the kitchen now. But then other times I like I'm in the kitchen today. I'm like, this is absolutely fine.
Could
I
you think it's just gone very house it tiles?
Huh?
Is it tiles on your back of your kitchen?
No, it's just wall.
So could you just paint it?
Yeah, I'm thinking that.
I don't know. I'd rather like not paint the whole in room. In a year, you're gonna be like, oh, that's gone all like. Greasy or melty, yeah, and you're going to have to do it all over again.
Where I want to put some of the like tiles in inverted commas like is behind the the air fryer. So like it's going to go all back anyway. Like, yeah, and then I'm like, will it actually just melt? Like,
yeah.
What a fucking disaster. Anyway, it's actually not a disaster. I'm very lucky to have a house. Sorry, I'm like, aware of that.
Peel and stick one when I lived with the girls for the countertops. And it was like white marble. We got on
that. That's really good.
It looked really good, but like the minute a knife went on it, it cut straight through it.
Yeah.
It doesn't like, it just depends on it's where you're putting it and what you're going to use it for.
It's just the balance of like, okay, what do you want? How quickly do you want it done? And how much money are you willing to spend? Yeah. And like those
and
three circles.
And how often
circles,
do you want to do it again?
And how often do you want to do it again? And those four circles just never intersect perfectly. Like,
yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, it is all fine. I was just making the point that I have. I feel like I've gone very house proud.
The cabinet sprayed or something. Can you do that? You could just pay someone to just spray the cabinets. I think that would change your life.
Yeah, but like, oh, not that cheap.
No, probably not.
Not that cheap. And like, don't get me wrong. Like, if we didn't have the wedding, I'd be spending money on fucking literally anything else.
Could
you do it?
Could you do it yourself? No.
But again, it's like, okay, I would do that myself. But again, you're talking about the money for the kit, which again is in like the hundreds of euros to do properly.
What's a kit? What's a kitchen
kit? To paint the cabinet units. Like. Okay. So you get the proper paint for it. And like it gives it like instructions, sandpaper, all that. I'm sure I could get everything individually and it might be a little bit cheaper. But I'm also kind of like, a job that big, I'm going to leave it to the experts and let me buy the kit. Do you know?
Do you have a... Family member or close friend that's good at it that you could pay? That's what I do.
Not really, I don't think. Again, this goes back to our point of we need less influencers and we need more decorators and electricians.
Yeah, definitely.
Stop starting podcasts and start picking up trades and becoming friends with us, okay?
Yeah, leave podcasts to us.
In your very safe and capable hands. Sorry, I feel like I've been talking a lot. What's been going on with you? 411?
Not a whole lot.
How's your house?
My house is good.
Yeah,
same old.
I'm not going
to do it up really any more than it's done.
We're getting close to wedding time. We're not really getting close to wedding time.
Seven months. Crazy. I have no idea. I'm really in the throes of like, we've no day two plan yet, but I have a day two outfit. So.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's ideal. But, so I don't know.
Our day twos feel like a bit of a bandwagon to me. I don't know if we want to have one, but everyone keeps asking about one and I'm like.
Okay, so my brother didn't have one. But
does he regret it?
He said every other wedding he goes to, the day twos are way better than the actual days.
But to who, though?
He looks forward to the day two.
But he's saying that as a guest. Do you know what I mean?
But I think even as a bride and groom, you're not going to, like, no, you're not going to enjoy your wedding. You're just not.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, no, you will. But, like, it won't be, like, I don't know. Like
it's less pressure.
Do you remember your 21st when like everyone wants to talk to you and pull out you and like say hello to you?
That's a bad question to ask me because the 21st was the best of my life.
No.
But also, yeah.
Okay, well, like, right. So this is really grim. But Fry, we had a small taster of it, I feel, at the funeral.
Yeah.
Where everybody there wanted to say hello to my family and me, like specifically.
And it was like, yeah. And it
where
was
it was
hard.
Just like you couldn't give time to the people. Like, you couldn't decide, like, choose who you were going to go and say hello to, because everyone was going to come. You were going to get pulled away no matter who you talk to. Mm. Which is not a bad thing, but I think that is, like, your wedding is like that on a much bigger scale, because people don't come to ignore you on your wedding day. Everyone comes to say hello to you, chat you, look nice, to say thanks for bringing us. Everyone wants to have their moment with you.
Yeah.
You times that by 200 moments, your whole day's gone.
Yeah.
I think Kenneth did the maths on it. He was like, if you spend 2 minutes talking to every person or whatever, it's like, I don't know, maybe it was 6 minutes or something, he said, talking to every single person you bring to your wedding, how many hours is that of your day, of your total day?
Yeah. We'll just do something back in Cove, I think. I just don't want it to be a big thing, like.
No, it's all, it's, I don't know, I just feel like I'd be really sad if I woke up and that was it, like, the second day.
No, fair, but that's all, but that's why you need to have two weddings. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's,
yeah, so your, that, your wedding is your day too.
Yeah.
Kenneth, yeah, Kenneth was the same.
Look at it, yeah.
That was your celebration, like.
Yeah. Interesting.
I don't know.
Let us know. Are you a big fan of day twos? If, am I doing totally the wrong thing? Let me know.
I think she's just more relaxed. But anyway, if you have any suggestions for somewhere for a nice day too.
Do you want to stay in Wexford?
I think it's like, so where we're getting married is half an hour from Gorey.
Mm. Is that so my phone? Sorry.
I don't hear any phone. Maybe it was his.
Maybe it was his, yeah. Sorry, a man just walked past the window.
It's half an hour from Gorey, so people like don't necessarily have to stay at the venue. They can go back to Gorey. But then if I have the day two in the place again, everyone's going to have to go back.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Again,
yeah,
when
yeah,
they don't really live far enough away to justify staying two nights.
Yeah, that is my phone. Okay, sorry. You just keep talking. I'm going to grab that and turn.
So I don't know. And then Gorey, there's such a big, like, not a big. There's a big jump between like host. What?
Countess Luann announces headline show for Dublin and Vicar Street. We have to go.
We need to
calm down.
No, we need to calm down. You got a notification for that?
I got an email.
That's so stupid. I'm going, is
it's
it?
It's 60 euro. What the?
Elegance is.
Oh, you know, you can't go. No, it's not. Elegance is class, you fucking.
My friend.
Elegance is class. Elegance is learned. My friend.
I was going to say earned, but that didn't make any sense.
When are we doing the Countess Luann episode? Anyway, let's get into
when
it
is
before
it?
We. Oh, actually, that would have been. On 3rd of June? God, that's pretty quick, like.
Yeah, we have so many other.
If you've ever seen any of my live shows, you'll know how much I love performing and being up
she
on that
can't
stage.
Sing.
It's the energy and affection the audience brings into the room with them
she
that always
one
makes
song
me want to
she can't sing
bigger
it.
And better for them. The new show has been a tornado in my brain for some time now. I'm so looking forward to starting rehearsals for it and performing it everywhere.
Tornado in my brain is the name of my autobiography.
Tornado in my brain, yeah, fair. But we have the social clip anyway, thank God. Perfect.
So anyway, yeah, it doesn't matter whatever we were
talking about.
Is
Jojo Siwa
what? It doesn't matter. It literally doesn't matter what I was mid-sentence.
Oh, sorry, what were you saying?
No, I was just filling. I was just filling when you walked away.
Perfect.
Doesn't matter, doesn't matter.
Speaking Jojo of filling, Siwa. Jojo Siwa.
So if you didn't know about the dream guest on my podcast thing, what did you, why did you want to do
it's
Jojo
it's Siwa? The song. It's the, it's Karma's a Bitch. I
yeah.
should have known better.
Yeah,
if
it's
I
a
had
great
wish.
Song.
Do you actually believe that though?
I can't stop singing it.
Okay.
It's not a good song, but like it is a real earworm.
Let's go back to the beginning. As our Lord and Saviour, Hilary Duff says, Jojo Siwa, child star, former dancer,
yes.
Kind of still a dancer technically, though the choreo again for Karma's a Bitch. Wow.
Extorted child?
Well, sorry, yeah, the song is called Karma, but whatever, if I get it wrong, it doesn't really matter. Yeah, how did you become, like, first familiar with her?
So I think it was probably through Quiva, because, like, this is more Quiva's era, was Quiva's era, and now it's become our era, but, like, Quiva was around for, like, she had the JoJo Bows. And then she moved on and she
did she
like,
really like her? Like, was she into it? Was she JoJo Stan?
I think it was
JoJo
more
Stans
like
called? Jans. J Stans.
Oh no, I have it here. It's like C1inators or something fucking
hardly.
Really stupid. No, I
we have
God.
To have an intervention with people about Stan
it?
Names because that's absolutely fucking shocking.
Oh my God, I can't find it.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Okay, but Quiva was like genuinely into her.
She was, she, I think it was like there was a whole thing with the JoJo Bows, which I have a. Which was I read about like it was a they the, so there were these massive
they are called C1inators with a Z. Oh
yeah.
My God, that's okay.
The JoJo Bows were such a huge thing in like primary school, like with fucking everything else, like the little pop things and like you know like these trends that you go through in primary school that the primary schools end up having to ban eventually
yeah.
because of like
yeah.
peer pressure or just like arguments over who has
Heelys,
what like
Tamagotchis.
Yes, it was just
BSs.
Another one of these things. I don't think she really cared. I don't think she wanted it because it was JoJo's. I think she just wanted it because everybody had them.
Was riding the wave of it, yeah.
Yeah. And then more recently, Quiva has been rewatching Dance Moms.
Okay.
The same way where we rewatch Housewives. Like, she's mm-hmm. bed into it. And she just thinks it's absolutely insane. But, it, like, have, did you ever watch Dance Moms?
Like, the clips I've seen on TikTok were, like, no.
How did anybody think it was okay?
But look back to any of that Toddlers and Tiara shit. Like,
yeah.
It's
oh, whole I used thing to of, love like, Toddlers and Tiaras. I used to have Quiva doing, like, the... And like and she's
like, how did this happen? Also, you
also mean like I have to get her into pageants. Oh my god!
But sorry, you did watch it, or you're kind of watching.
I watched clips. I googled it last night just to like see JoJo on it, and there was like this whole scene with what the fuck's her name?
Abby Lee Miller. Abby Lee Miller was like the head honcho of the dance.
Yeah, it was her dance school.
Yeah, her dance school.
So JoJo. Hang on, let me find it. She was a top five finalist and the youngest contestant on the second season of Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition, okay. which was produced by Abby Lee Miller. And then she went on to... She was eliminated in week 9, but she went on to appear in Dance Moms after that.
Okay.
So it was like some reality competition show that led on to her being on the reality series.
Okay.
But like basically, Abby Lee Miller is just screams at these children for... I have no idea. Like the scene I watched, she was announcing who was going to be in the pyramid of like a group
on the bottom page. I'm waiting for you to be good. I need you to be great.
Have you seen it?
Well, again, TikTok because it's like
TikTok.
She like Abby Lee Miller has gotten her own like second lease of life from becoming like a meme.
Yeah.
From, as you said, essentially verbally abusing children.
Yeah, it's actually so
demented.
Wrong.
It's so
she
demented.
Had like this whole like.
Though I will say one of my favorite clips of her is like her going boring, yawning. Lazy, perfect.
Or you, well, when she's in, she's like texting at one of the shows, and one of the moms comes down. And she's just like, "It's disrespectful or something." Get off your phone. And she's like in the wheelchair at this point. She just like wheels out and wheels away and rings the police. Like it's absolutely like, nuts,
crazy.
But JoJo, she puts JoJo in the middle of the bottom of the pyramid, which JoJo's mom takes issue with for some reason because JoJo was performing this like Carrie inspired solo dance.
Mm.
And JoJo's mom wouldn't let her watch the movie Carrie because she's fucking like 7 or something at the time. And Abby Lee said it wasn't good enough. She couldn't emote properly because she hadn't seen the film and didn't understand what she was dancing about.
Okay.
So there was this whole argument where she was just like, I showed her the trailer. I explained the plot. I was not letting her watch a horror movie. Like, and JoJo, then Abby Lee just starts like screaming at JoJo and then they walk out and she's just like, okay, you think you're better than... She was like, you think you're... Too good for me. You're off. And she like pulls her picture off the pyramid and they storm out. And then there's like this whole thing where JoJo's mom is like, you have to go in and apologize. When JoJo did nothing wrong. Like,
crazy.
And she had to go back in and she was like, I'm sorry, I didn't watch your movie. And she was like, okay.
Where is JoJo's mom in all of this? Like, do you
JoJo's
know what I
mean? Mom, crazy stuff going out about JoJo's mom lately as well.
Yeah. Okay, Quivo's into it, but from the sense of the bow. I think that's how I became... When the bows, like, started really exploding, I remember being, like, morbidly curious as to, like, why and who the person was. But obviously, again, I'd kind of aged out of that, so it wasn't a case of, like, I wasn't following her. And to be honest, I hadn't fully made the Dance Moms connection. I was just like, oh, she's, like, because she signed Nickelodeon and then had all these shows and kind of music and films with Nickelodeon and was just like and then it was just her being like a serial entrepreneur more than anything of like the success of the bows, her being able to brand like essentially anything.
Literally,
like
I was going to do a quiz where it was going to be called JoJo Siwa or Nono Siwa and I was going to say what was a JoJo merch piece of merch and what was something I just make
why
made
you
up
why are you talking about that in the past tense are we
because
not
she merched
Everything.
There was no, I couldn't like even make something up without it being too obvious. She literally like she had subscription boxes. A subscription box for fashionable tweens. The JoJo Siwa box is Be True to You themed. And it was like 4 times a year Siwanators get like a fun surprise and it's just like merch and swag.
Right.
Where's the word swag gone? Perfume. She had perfume, she had ice cream.
What did that perfume smell like?
Fresh floral and fruity fragrance. So basically like any of those fucking teeny wops.
Yeah.
Vanilla and peach.
That actually does sound nice.
Designed for tweens and teens. Tweens don't need perfume. Ice cream. Walmart launches JoJo Siwa Sweet Celebrations ice cream. Live your dream with Sweet Celebrations sugar cookie flavoured ice cream.
Again,
ice cream.
Mm,
with all like that fun that comes with purple and blue frosting swirls and rainbow candies. Jojo Siwa is your favorite kids TV star and now will be your favorite kids ice cream.
Okay.
Jojo's juice board game.
Jojo's juice board game?
Yeah, so this was actually really controversial because in January 2021, the board game Jojo's Juice was marketed for children aged 6 and above, but was withdrawn from sales by Nickelodeon and Spin Master after controversy over the game's content, which included questions about nudity and being arrested.
What?
And see what...
Oh, so it was like a dare kind of game or something? I don't know.
Like, yeah, I don't know. There were some sort of cards that had like weird questions or like talked about. Like, I don't know. And see what came out and said... my name and my image have been used to promote this board game that has some really inappropriate content. I was really, really, really upset at how gross these questions were. Maybe like questions.
Oh, Jojo, if you could see, you know.
Yeah. But like literally she had everything, like bedroom decor, like it was like the groovy chick of the next generation.
Don't do that. Don't do stationary groovy chick like
that. Roller skates.
Groovy chick, I'm so sorry.
Clothes, like swimwear for kids, like yeah. Makeup, hair accessories, toothbrushes, shampoo, tents, sleeping bags. Watches, glasses, colouring book stickers, like literally anything you could stick her face on, they did. It was insane.
But just to be like a gal with a bow, do you know what I mean? And that's not to discredit her. Like, she obviously is a dancer, but like the dancing, and I think this is the issue now with this like rebrand, which we'll talk about. It's like I barely associate her. It's a bit of that, but it's more that it's like, I'd barely associate her with music or dance now. Like for me, she was like this child star who I was vaguely aware of, like did sing or whatever, but had no interaction with that music at all. And then even in the later years, before this kind of hard pivot to being like a grown up singer or dancer, I was like, oh, she's just like a social media star. She's like essentially a professional TikToker, is gay, which is great.
Yeah.
And but the, like there, were, I don't know. Like it's she's just so.
It just
in
I think
some ways
went.
I'm like it could have been anyone, but it was just you because it was just you at the right time and you because you wore a bow. You know that way.
Yeah, I think it was more like I think the reason why people have such an issue with her like rebrand now is that she was all for kids and totally marketed towards kids, and she was like rainbow bubblegum aesthetic, so innocent, so pure, and then it was like the hard pivot to. Like, not for kids at all.
I think it's a bit of that, but I think it's just also that it's really, like, really, really transparent, and it's also not done... Okay, so we should talk about it. Like, it's not done well. So she, as we said, massive child star. In the more recent years, like, she has come out as gay, had public relationships, but again, it's just still very much like... The content is not catered, in my opinion, towards you or me, like the dancing stuff or whatever. Like, and she obviously still is a predominantly like young audience, and her audience are growing with her. She is still only like 20 years of age. In my head, I kind of thought she was older for some reason because I just feel like she's been omnipresent for so long, right? But then you have in March, she withdraws from the American version of SAS, Who Dares Wins, the Special Forces thing that she did alongside fucking Tom Sandoval.
She did well in that, didn't she?
I think she was doing well but had to withdraw, not really sure why. Okay. But then she ended up becoming friends with like a load of lads on it. It was really weird. She withdraws from that show and then starts teasing this new song, Karma, on Instagram, and basically saying that, like, you know, her content now is not made for children, talking about that it's going to make like this massive statement. It's like over 18s only and stuff. So automatically you're already like, okay, I don't know. It was just like, I think when you start out with that, it's a bit like, are you setting yourself up for a fall here? Because if you look at like...
And then is it intentional for clicks? Is it clickbait?
Oh, 100% music. I think it is.
Yeah.
But I think the music is 100% serious, which is the worrying thing, 100%, yeah.
I'm a bad girl, I did bad things.
Yeah. Like if you look, because she's talking about all these people, like Miley Cyrus is the biggest example and the one that she references constantly about like, she wants it, and she's constantly referencing bangers, which like, again, I don't know. She's constantly referencing bangers and she's constantly referencing the fact that like she's transitioning from like being a child star to like an adult star. Like she has this quote that she said to people, I feel like a lot of child stars started as a character that they grew into an adult as themselves. Whereas for me, I've always been myself, you know what I mean? And so to make this transition while being true to myself, while being artistic, has been interesting to figure out. But I think we've nailed it, and I think it definitely makes a massive statement. Maybe even too big of a statement, but I think it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, no, she has no idea what she's talking about.
But like, truly. I'm like, do you believe that? Like that Jojo wasn't a character?
But like, you know, I don't think JoJo, I think she's another victim of like child stardom, where she just actually has no idea who she would have been
if she had
grown up as a normal child.
Yeah.
And that's, I think we're trying to, like, we're watching her like clutch at straws trying to figure out who the fuck she is and where she's supposed to go in her life.
Yeah.
Because you can't be a 30-year-old woman who wears tutus and bows.
Yeah.
So she's just like...
But again, I would argue she's not 30, she's 20. She is still like...
Yeah, but at 20, like, what were we... You were wearing blue lipstick at 20.
Yeah.
We just wore Dodd TikTok.
Yeah.
We were wearing crazy shit. Like, we were doing... Like, everyone's just trying to figure themselves out.
Yeah.
But like, it's just unfortunate that hers is on a global scale.
Yeah. But to go back to the Miley... Like, the Miley... If we're to look at... Like, because I don't actually think Bangers is, like, the first... Miley being a bad girl, Miley trying to transition out of child stardom to like adult. I would say it's like
Miles maybe.
Well, no, I would say it's like fly on the wall, kind of, but more so Can't Be Tamed. Because remember, it's like this is around the time of she's doing the photo where she's like kind of semi topless with Annie Leibovitz, and there was all that drama.
Yeah.
Like there was like
she was a lot older as well, though, was she? She wasn't 20. Like she was.
No, was she? I think she was.
Or maybe she was.
I think she could have been around the same age.
Oh, maybe, yeah, maybe.
But I wonder, was the backlash, like, again, our memories are failing us, but, like, I feel like the backlash wasn't as, like...
Severe.
I don't remember
being as cringe with Miley Cyrus.
But that's the thing. I think people believed it more. I think people were like, okay, fair enough. Like, at least you are trying this. But again, it was still, like, she was working with the likes of, like, Rock Mafia and... stuff like that, who were still very like Disney adjacent, and it was still, it wasn't like as hard as I feel like JoJo was trying to do with Karma.
Yeah.
Also, interestingly, there are rumors that I am choosing to believe that Karma is actually a cast off Miley song from the Can't Be Tamed era, because it's produced, but like JoJo didn't write it. JoJo's like nowhere on the writing credits, but it's like Rock Mafia and a lot of the other people.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
People who would have been involved with, like, maybe not necessarily Hollywood Records, but, like, the ex-Disney stars at the time.
It makes sense if she's, like, leaning so hard into, like...
And referencing the Miley thing. And there's loads of old tweets of Miley tweeting with Rock Mafia or someone about a song called Karma. So, like, again, unsubstantiated media literacy and all that jazz, but I'm...
I could see Miley Cyrus singing that song.
But I'm so fucking glad she didn't.
Yeah.
Like, are we going to talk about it? April 5th, she released her debut single. Well, technically it's not her debut single because she had a song called Boomerang before that.
A million kid songs before this.
But, like, her debut, I suppose, single as...
JoJo Siwa. She just needs to go by... Well, she can't go by JoJo, actually. That's taken, but...
What can she change her name to when it's, like... And also when you've
established... Yeah, it's such a brand.
But the issue then is, like, the brand is not what we associate you with. And, it's not a thing of, like, of course you're allowed to change.
Yeah.
And, of course, you're allowed to, like, grow up and not... Because it'd be more cringe if she was still peddling the bows and the kiddie shit.
Yeah. It's weird. Yeah, it's weird.
But did you
see this whole XOMG pop thing?
Yes.
So this, like, they basically, her and her mom had a reality show to form a band that would inherit this whole bubblegum pop, bows in hair, child stardom. Because JoJo's fans are not as old as JoJo. Like, JoJo was in the Three Arena when she was fucking 16 or 17in bows and tutus. For 10-year younger fans.
Yeah. This lineup, they wanted them to be from, like, between the ages of 8 and 14.
Yeah, because that's the age. Her fans are still way too young for the material she's releasing now.
Yeah.
But they're still, like... So it's weird. It's not like... I think with Miley Cyrus, she kind of, like, came of age at the same time as her fans. Does that make sense? So, like, she grew, like, with us.
Yeah.
Whereas JoJo's fans are still way too young for this change.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if it would have been better to like take a break for a few years and have people kind of forget, but it's just that she kind of kept,
it was,
you know what
weeks,
I mean?
Matter of weeks.
Like, even with this, it's like she's still wearing the balls. She still has the hair in the ponytail that it's like, take the ponytail down, girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For your hairline.
She's,
you know what I mean?
She's been dyeing her hair since she was two.
The migraines the girl must get, like, is...
Yeah.
Anyway, this pop band, as you said, XOMG Pop, which is one of the worst names I've ever heard.
With an exclamation mark,
yeah. Formed through this TV dance competition, CWAS Dance Pop Revolution, which is a good name, I suppose. And as you said, it's her and her mom, Jessalyn, trying to form this group. And you've had ex-members now coming out and alleging mistreatment. And this happened earlier this year. And it's quickly how quickly this story faded. They've obviously denied it. They came out, so it was a family called the Sandersons. And I think the member was called Leah, and the mam was Angie, right? So the Sandersons alleged that participants in the show were subjected to insults from Jesslyn, that's JoJo's mam, and JoJo, grueling rehearsal schedules, and a cutthroat environment that pitted the young contestants against each other, among other claims. This is all in like a Rolling Stone expose by E.J. Dickinson, who's a very good journalist. Multiple unnamed sources close to Dance Opera Illusion told Rolling Stone that producers actively tried to make kids cry on camera, which the show's production company denied and said goes against everything JoJo stands for.
They said it wasn't a good day unless you made a kid cry.
Yeah. Now, again,
they're
denying. And it's like grim considering the background JoJo comes from. But then is it just like, if we're to believe these allegations are true, like, is it just a thing of she doesn't know any better?
Yeah.
This cycle of abuse or whatever. An attorney for the CWAS denied the Sandersons' allegations as 100% probably false. Voluminous and irrefutable evidence would tell you all you need to know that a disgruntled mamager's own abusive behaviour caused for her daughter to be asked not to return to the group, referring to this woman, Angie. So Leah, the dancer, has spina bifida.
Yeah.
And in this piece recalls like bleeding through her belly button during her rehearsal, which is just beyond grim. And allegedly, instead of having Leah take a break, Jesslyn told her to put a maxi pad on to protect the costume. At one point, Leah was in for a surgery and
like
alleged
days later,
that
she had
after
surgery,
she was told to come back to work after, but had been recommended like to rest, to not go back to work. Like loads of other claims that the Sandersons were not directly paid for social media content, brand deals, merch revenue, they had to pay out for expenses including transportation and food.
Crazy.
Angie had to close a daycare centre in Texas to move to Los Angeles, which there's a bit of me that sound kind of like said she became so short on funds that she started scrubbing toilets for Jesslyn, again JoJo's mam, for $20 an hour. Said she didn't want to speak up, she didn't want to harm her daughter's position in the group or be sued for breach of contract. Says that mothers were threatened with this more than once. She ended up verbally confronting other mothers and a teacher in May 2023. And then Leah was fired. And then Angie claims she pleaded for Leah to be kept in the group, you know, obviously because of future opportunities, blah, blah, blah. And again, CWAS attorney came back and said Angie's relentless text begging for forgiveness and for her daughter to be reinstated completely discredited her. And these are ridiculous allegations. Jessie, while I was protecting the staff, the other girls and their families, which she will continue to do and unapologetically. So, I don't know. Then you have other statements from other members of the group to Rolling Stone. Like, but again, like, they've asked not to be identified individually. They've said their experiences were positive, but you have four of the original seven members in the lineup having left over the past year and a half.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of like, what's going on? And I know obviously things happen or whatever, and maybe it is just a thing of like, actually we don't want to do this or something. I don't know. Like,
I just, like, have we learned
but the
nothing?
Story,
have
like,
we learned nothing?
The story came and, like, so, I was like, this came out, and it was the same as, like, the, because it seems to be Rolling Stone is leading up these, quote, for want of a better word, like, these exposés against, like celebrities or, like, things that are going on. Did you read that one about Queer Eye?
Oh.
About the cast and stuff, and that Janice Van Ness was apparently a nightmare. That has kind of come to nothing, and like they, like Jonathan specifically, has not said anything about it, and it's still like posting me on social media, and some of the comments are a bit like whatever, and other people have just moved on. So I'm wondering like if that's just the tactic, because I don't think
every week I feel like it's a different Queer Eye cast member though. That was the problem. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, the Queer Eye thing, I just don't know. But yeah, I don't think JoJo addressed this publicly. I'm pretty sure with the exception of this like public statement
from the solicitor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, it's wrong, but like, I just think, like, if you're getting your kid into stardom at 8 years
should
of
children
age?
Like be famous, like no. Point blank, no.
Have we like I like we don't we will absolutely not talk about Drake Bell, but like
no, but like, watch, I was just about to say,
on,
like,
did you watch Quiet on Set?
No, but like, I know enough about it to yeah. like watch enough TikTok clips that I'm like, I've seen enough. Like, yeah. I hate to say it, but in some ways, I'm just like, there's nothing in that documentary. Bar like, obviously, the Drake Bell stuff is grim, but like, there's nothing in that documentary we didn't, any sensible person wouldn't have known. Like,
yeah, and that's all, our lifetime. That's like,
the, yeah, but all these pop culture, like blind item podcasts, people talking about Dan Schneider, like, for years and years, and it took this big document. I don't know, like, it's so frustrating. Like,
yeah.
You'd wonder what but she knows just, or doesn't know.
Yeah, it could easily
especially
just
especially because of her involvement in Nickelodeon. I don't know.
It could easily just happen again. I really don't feel like we've learned anything from it.
No, I don't think we have. It's a sad thing.
Yeah.
Even if you look at like with social media and people using like how they like the, like there's a big reckoning coming for like family vloggers and think and,
yeah. Like, oh my god, that whole what was her name that got arrested?
Oh, I don't know.
What the fuck's her name?
On TikTok.
Brown eyes, blonde hair.
Is she a young girl, like?
She's like a mom. She's like a Christian mom, like YouTuber. But she got arrested for, like, child
neglect. Oh, Ruby Frank. Ruby
Frank. Bad. Like, just grim. All of it's so bad.
Yeah.
Or, like, so many of those fucking YouTube moms, like, behind the scenes, they're like, get on camera.
But it's true. Like, it's fundamentally work, right? It is work.
Yeah.
But the issue is because it's someone just doing it from their home and they're self-employed. It can't be regulated. Like, you know what I mean? There's nothing guaranteeing that the child is... Like, if we're going to even put it simply as, like, it should happen or whatever. Like, there's nothing even that the child is being paid fairly or that the child is, like, being future-proofed, as so many of these family people, vloggers, essentially say.
Yeah.
But then there's also a thing of, like, because you're posting your child on the internet, like, it does the child know what they're consenting to?
No.
Like, if we're being very frank with ourselves, no.
Yeah.
Especially if they're being positive from a baby. Anyway, this podcast's gone a different direction than we meant to. Let's go back to this shitty song, Karma's a Bitch, I Should Know Better. The music video highlights her queerness and love of sparkly things. As lesbian lovers in bejeweled bodysuits dance on yachts and tropical islands. Like, on paper, I should love that. I should be going yum yum yum.
She's like humping a girl on the beach. Like, it's so weird.
But it's okay, I don't think it's weird.
Not weird in the fact that she's humping a girl. Weird, just all of it's weird. The costumes are weird. The like weird green island is weird.
Let's talk about the costumes.
Fucking jumping off the yacht is weird. It's all weird.
Let's talk about the costumes, because it's like, okay, up until this point, JoJo is rainbows, butterflies, bows, like colourful, pastels, bright. She gets on the iHeart Radio Awards red carpet where she's doing a lot of this press again, and she's in full like Kiss.
Yeah, this is the dream guest on my podcast.
Dream guest on my podcast.
You need to watch it.
And she's the full Kiss makeup, but it's like bejeweled and like the hair is still up, but the bow's kind of gone, and it's in like this faux mohawk, and she is this cut out like black and white bejeweled or black and like flesh tone bodysuit. And as well, again, what she's wearing in the music video, the partner or the girl she's staring opposite in is in like red, I think.
Yeah, or white. No, she's in white and then she goes
she's
to black.
In white, yeah, sorry, of course, like black and white, whatever. Like, it's just, but it, sorry, there's a really good and funny review in Vulture of like, where they're talking about like, is it a bop or is it a flop? And it's Jason P. Frank, who is just such a good journalist, and they're talking about the fact that it's like, you know, they're trying to decide whether they're being mean or not, whatever, and they're talking about the music video. And the whole issue is that, like, it's not the humping and it's not, like,
no.
The whatever. It's just the fact, like, it's inherently, like, it's not sensual or it's not even sexual. No. It's just, like, they're humping.
People have been humping women in music videos for 30 years.
And long may it last, girls, am I right?
So that's not weird, but it's just, it's not done well.
But it's not believable. I'm not looking at the two of them and being like, there's tension because like they've broken up, or like there's tension because there's genuine chemistry here. And like,
Abby Lee Miller did a watch along.
Like, I saw that,
And she's just like, what's going on here? Like, which girl does she want? Who is she? Like, is that her ex? Like, is this woman drowning? Like, she are drowning?
Drowning?
Drowning.
Drowning?
It's weird. But I do think if you were in a nightclub tonight and they put on Karma, everyone would go wild,
because this
and
is
then
the
trying to do the dance.
People are now like unironically, I think, listening to it. Like Marina and the Diamonds is flat out posting on social media being like, I cannot stop listening to the song, I'm obsessed with it. And like, I know lots of other people I follow seem to be like listening to it in an unironic
listening.
Like, I think would say 50% are listening to it ironically, but then there seems to be like there's bleed through where the other 50%, and it's probably growing, are now just listening to it because, as you said, it's very earwormy all day. And last night when we were deciding this topic, I was like, come as a bit. It's like rotating in my head.
Also, I think it's been a long time since I went on TikTok and heard a song and went, oh, that's a good song. Apart from Lawrence, which I will talk about another day. Remember I sent you that song, my song of the summer? That one, I was like, this is actually a good song.
That should be your mini bandwagon. Talk about it at the end.
I will. Every other song on TikTok is a hate listen. That Knee Deep in the Passenger Seat.
How? No.
Hate listen.
No. Do not come into my house and talk shit about Chaperone. Have you listened to that album?
Knee Deep
in the Passenger Seat and you're eating me out is casual now.
Hate listen. That song I will say
I actually don't love that
song. I kept singing that around the house. Mark was like, what the fuck?
I don't love, there's better songs in that album.
It's just.
Have you watched her Tiny Desk? Have you listened to Red Wine to Nova?
I'm sure she's very talented.
I
don't know who they are.
You're gonna eat your fucking words.
Probably, but that
wait.
I'm just talking about that song. Every song, or like, every song you swipe on.
These beautiful things that I've got. If I hear that again, I think I'll commit a crime.
It's all hate listens. It's just earwormy hate listens. They're not like songs that if you heard them on an album, you'd be like, oh, this is good.
This might be a controversial opinion. I hate that fucking Lose Control Teddy Swim song.
Yes, that's another one. The radio stations are all over that at the minute. I was like, this was 6 months ago on TikTok, guys.
Yeah.
Catch up. Come on. I'm so sick of TikTok songs.
What else do I... what other examples do you have?
Of bad TikTok songs.
They're the main ones. I'm not sure I fully agree with you, but I will say the standard of music is not the same on TikTok. I used to actually find it a genuinely like
the only good ones
good
are
music
actually,
discovery app, but now I'm like
the actual good songs are like by artists themselves performing it. It's not like used as an over thing on like a video of your baby
like
and
Perry Edwards.
Yeah,
to forget about us in front. Full songs now, yeah. But I think she's going to be the breakout Little Mix star. Who'd have thunk?
Really?
Yeah. Poor Leanne. Anyway, we're gone off topic here again. What about the topic of her inventing a new genre with this song, Karma? So she's talked
Has
about...
she?
Well, she's talked about... So she signed with Columbia. This is who she's released Karma with. And she, again, was speaking to Billboard about it. When I first signed with Columbia, I said I wanted to start a new genre of music. They said, what do you mean? And I said, it's called gay pop. It's like K-pop, but it's gay pop. So then you've all these, like... you know, canonically, like, legitimately queer artists, like, stitching the interview on TikTok being like, I don't know if you know Tegan and Sarah.
Yeah.
Like, they're stitching it being like, huh.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, stitching, just pure silence. Because, again, it's just like, what are you on about? It's giving...
There's been so, like, RuPaul, hello.
But, like, again, you can name literally, like,
if you
David
make
Bowie.
It a,
I don't, like...
Yeah, literally.
Hundreds of artists you could...
Put in the genre of
Chaperone, again, on the subject of it. Like, it's just... it's now, she kind of goes on to explain it further, where she's like, there's a style of dance called jazz funk. What is she even... It's jazz, it's hip-hop. They have a baby, it's called jazz funk. You can wear sneakers, you can wear jazz shoes. It's kind of in between. I feel like this world of music. And then she's comparing it to the likes of... she's comparing Karma to Lady Gaga's Applause and Miley Cyrus' Can't Be Tamed.
Lady Gaga, gay pop.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Anything she's just referenced, gay pop.
It's that world of music where it's not necessarily pop. It's not giving you Katy Perry, California Girls. Okay,
that's
read.
Gay pop though as well.
That's gay pop as well. Like, what are you talking about? It's giving you Lady Gaga, Judas. I have a vision. I've always had it. I know what I want to be. I know where I want to go. I know the level. I know the craziness. I know what I want to make the world believe.
Oh,
like, it's
God
giving
sake.
Debbie Ryan. I went into the CEO of the
literally.
Disney Channel and I said, I want to make history. You know what I mean?
I could put your tinfoil hat on for a minute.
It's never off, babe. It's never on.
I saw a theory that this is like her whole... this is her humiliation initiation.
Okay. For what?
To get into the fucking the Illuminati. I don't know what... like, that weird world that no one actually really wants to be in.
I'd believe it because it's just so bad.
Yeah. They said it about Kanye West's wife as well.
Oh, Bianca Censori.
Yeah, but this is like... it's all... like, why else would you be doing this only to... this is like your humiliation.
Do you think... is it a case of her having a bad team and her... them and Kurt, like... her getting bad advice, or do you think she's just heading this up entirely herself? Because I think she's heading it up entirely herself and is just like kind of surrounded by a bad team as well, because she's clearly surrounded by yes people who are like, yeah, this will be fine.
Yeah, or she's has a really good team who know exactly that like it's clickbait, like, because the only thing worse than not getting any of this like bad
because everyone's talking
is
about her, yeah,
absolutely no press about it at all. That'd be worse.
And it's kind of gone the other way around as well, where it's like, as you said, people are unironically listening to the song.
Yeah.
So
it's, I think it's intentional. All the shit she's saying, if it's not intentional, then she's absolutely delusional.
Mm.
But is it not her just saying these quotes that people are just going to like run with?
Yeah. Okay, let's craft a like a legitimate rebrand for JoJo. Is it too late?
That's the thing. Like, there's no way she was ever going to come out and be and like actually release good music.
But that's my point of view as well. I'm like, like even if you'd come out and done like, I don't know, like real adult contemporary, like we'll say a Perry Edwards style song where it's like straight down the middle, like white girl pop.
Yeah.
We're driving around in our convertibles, whatever. It's sun is shining. I'm wearing denim shorts. You know that, like that's the vibe. She releases a song like that. Who is the audience then?
Yeah.
And would she have had any kind of contemporary success in the way that she... Like, she's naming all these people who've had a massive commercial success. Katy Perry, Miley Cyrus, Lady Gaga. Was she ever going to have that?
No. No, her fan base is the same fan base as Olivia Rodrigo.
Mm.
That, like, age group-wise.
Mm.
That's kind of the way she should have gone. Or Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah. Sabrina Carpenter, but the thing I'd argue about Sabrina Carpenter is like she's been playing a lot. Maybe she hasn't been deliberately playing a long game, but like she has a long, like people don't realize she has so much more music pre being friends with Taylor Swift and shagging
pre feather
and shagging Mary Keown. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
like
she's been chugging away at it.
The Olivia thing is interesting because like in some ways I'm like, yeah, she is like a closer comparison. But the thing with Olivia is Olivia had like a shorter time on Disney and a shorter career in some respects.
Like cringe.
Yeah, but like because like you don't have all of this material to go back on to be like, I remember you when you were nappies, you know what I mean? Whereas like with JoJo, it's like I have seen you since you were 8 years of age. Like I've seen every video. I've seen that video of you singing Traitor in your car when you turned bright red. I've seen you break up. I've seen you get with your girlfriend. I've seen you break up with your girlfriend.
Cheating allegations. Coming out.
Back to the, you know, all of the products with your face on it.
She needed a break.
It's like that's why I'm like, you should have gone to ground for a while and come back and maybe done some kind of, if you wanted to be taken seriously as like a legitimate artist, I think you wouldn't have worried about leaving behind the, like if it was like about music and stuff, I think you wouldn't have worried about leaving behind the old JoJo and coming back and being open to having a smaller audience. But I wonder then, is it also her being like, I don't want a smaller audience, I want people to move with me, but like that's inherently risky, like especially with an audience as young as that. I don't know,
this is why I think her mom has probably, when you're saying who's her team, I think her mom has a big part to play in this.
Okay,
because her, she literally
talked about Jesselyn,
the whole thing that came out about XOMG pop. JoJo's quote was like the whole point of that was, let me give my mommy new little dolls to play with so I can stop wearing the bows and have a life. So like I think the whole bows thing, money making like machine, was her mom. Her mom didn't want to let that go. JoJo wanted to let that go. This is the compromise. So I think this is JoJo trying to do whatever the fuck comes next.
Mm.
And not really knowing. I don't know. Do you see, apparently like all her tattoos are fake. They're like those ink box ones or ink, what is it?
But what tattoos does she have? Does
she has like Freddy, Eddie, Teddy, the name of her three future kids. She has a sperm donor lined up.
But again, it's all this other shit, like where she,
everything she says is,
she is just
bait,
being
like,
so, but like, is it, or is it like diarrhea of the mouth? Is she one of those?
I have been in the spotlight since I was two.
I have been in the spotlight. I know nothing else. I have people on speed dial. I can tell them what I had for breakfast and they'll run it. And I need that. And I feel bad because like, because again, it goes back to that thing of, she literally knows no, does she potentially literally know no other way? Does she know, like, does she not know how to get out of this? You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah, did you see that interview where she's like, they were like talking to her, all of a sudden she had all these tattoos.
Said it, I remember
she was like, the name of my three future kids.
Like,
crazy. It's just all, I don't know. It's either very calculated and very clickbaity, or it's just she's a real victim of the stardom.
Yeah. And then I wonder then, to go back to that then, is it like, has she actually been trying for way longer to try and break the illusion of being a child star by coming out and saying things like that about being like, I have a sperm donor, saying things like that. And she's just like, okay, this isn't working, so I need to put on like black eye makeup and dry hump a girl in a video to be like, this isn't who I am anymore.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's going to chart, like.
Yeah. But just, oh, like I saw her, she had a TikTok the other day and it was her doing the camera dance again and being like, one thing you should know about me is I'm always the first one to rehearsals and the last one to leave.
And never leaves. But the dancing is like, not good.
It's not getting any better, no.
So I'm just like, and you're saying, but
it's
again,
just, why? Like, why are you talking like that?
But again, is she really shrewd? Because it's started this trend of like people doing the karma dance, and they're doing it like deliberately badly, yeah, like for comedy. So I'm like, are you?
People are dressing up at like parties as Jojo Siwa.
But this is the thing. I'm like, are we going to see loads of Jojo Siwas at Halloween? Should I go as Jojo Siwa for Halloween?
Yes,
perfect.
Yeah, brilliant. Probably. Jojo Siwa.
Jojo Siwa.
Do you have any more to say on this?
I'm not sure. I find it completely baffling. I'd be really interested to see how it charts.
Not well, but like, well,
if anyone went to see her, did you say she played the Tree Arena?
I like, let me look it up, because I'm almost sure Quiva begged me to try get tickets to bring her to see Jojo Siwa in the Tree Arena, and I was like, absolutely not.
If anyone saw Jojo Siwa live, I'd appreciate a full breakdown of that.
I'd say it was a show
concert. And then you can talk about your Lauren song.
Tree Arena 2019, she played the Tree Arena.
That's crazy.
6th November 2019. So
how
like
old was she in 2019?
She's 20
now.
She was 16.
Okay.
A 16-year-old American YouTube star has fully sold out her first ever Irish show at a capacity of 13,000. That was in the Irish Examiner.
She must have so much money.
The Dream Tour. D-R-E-A-M Tour.
It just goes back to that thing of, though, you've so much money.
She's seen her house. Wasn't her house on the, like, Keeping Up with the Kardashians where Northwest went to visit her or something, like, to be in the music, I don't really know, but her house is just like fucking a bit walking museum of merch, like.
Crazy. Talk to me about Lawrence. Talk to me about the good TikToks.
Lawrence, have you ever heard Lawrence before?
No, not for TikTok.
So they had this song coming out and I was like, this song is so good, and it was just like a snippet and I just kept playing it over and over and over, the snippet, because the song wasn't out yet, and now I'm getting only Lawrence content. So it's a brother and sister duo from New York, and they're absolutely insane vocalists. She's insane. I don't know what else you want me to say about it, but they're like, the new song is called Guy I Used to Be. That's the brother sings that, and then she has a song called 23, and like, it's just so fun, so boppy. They're just like really cool and stylish and fun and different. I don't know, maybe they're not even that different, but they're just like song of the summer.
You heard it here first. I'm going to say Perry Edwards, Forget About Us, Song of the Summer.
Predictable.
We're going to have no music next year, because we have the Billie Eilish album coming in May as well.
There'll be more Jojo will have an album or something.
Oh, don't manifest that into the world.
Noah Kahan. He's going to be non-stop.
Noah Kahan,
Noah Kahan and he will.
Okay, this is ridiculous. We're back on Patreon next week. It's patreon.com/bandwagons. We're in the usual spots at Bandwagons Podcast if you want to follow us on social media. Anything else? Oh, if you can get the audio only on Apple Podcasts, you need to subscribe in the app.
Is Mika playing this week?
Yes, we need to go. Is it this week?
I don't know.
Oh, fuck, we need to Google that and see if we can go. I could be brown, I could be blue.
It's soon, anyway. Mika are playing. And the Core is like, what a year for music, guys.
Truly.
He's 40.
What are you trying to say?
No, I just googled Mika. It didn't come up and it just said his age.
Perfect. Okay.
Right, anyway.
Bye. So, bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Streaming May 23rd only on BET Plus. Miss Pat is back.
I'm excited.
And it's time for some grown-ass family time.
I am a man.
Oh, you a man?
That's right.
Then take my clothes off. You ain't pay for none of that on your back.
Dad, you can't ignore your mother forever. I've tried.
Would you like me to backhand you again?
The Miss Pat Show. Streaming May 23rd on BET Plus. To sign up and learn more, visit BET.plus.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board.
Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.